Bienvenidos a la Misa en Español, donde nosotros llevaremos hasta usted el amor de nuestro Padre en la Sagrada Eucaristía. Deseamos unirnos con Jesucristo en una entrega de los unos a los otros. Acompáñenos en nuestra oración eucarística.
Lectura del libro del profeta Ezequiel. Esto dice el Señor: si ustedes dicen, no es justo el proceder del Señor, escucha, casa de Israel. ¿Con qué es injusto mi proceder? ¿No es más bien el proceder de ustedes el injusto? Cuando el justo se aparta de su justicia, comete la maldad y muere. Muere por la maldad que cometió. Cuando el pecador se arrepiente del mal que hizo y practica la rectitud y la justicia, él mismo salva su vida. Si recapacita y aparta de los delitos cometidos, ciertamente vivirá y no morirá. Palabra de Dios.
Que camine con lealtad. Enséñame, porque tú eres mi Dios y Salvador, y todo el día te estoy esperando. Recuerda, Señor, que tu misericordia es eterna. Recuerda, Señor, que tu ternura y tu misericordia son eternas. No te acuerdes de los pecados ni de las maldades de mi juventud. Acuérdate de mí con misericordia por tu bondad, Señor. Recuerda, Señor, que tu misericordia es eterna. El Señor es bueno y recto, y enseña el camino a los pecadores. Hace caminar a los humildes con rectitud. Enseña su camino a los humildes. Recuerda, Señor, que tu misericordia es eterna.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the Spirit, any compassion and mercy, Complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for his own interests, but also for those of others. Have in you the same attitude that is also in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mis ovejas conocen mi voz, dice el Señor. Yo las conozco a ellas y ellas me siguen. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya.
El Señor esté con ustedes. Lectura Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. En aquel tiempo Jesús dijo a sus sumos sacerdotes y los ancianos del pueblo: ¿qué opinan de esto? Un hombre que tenía dos hijos fue a ver al primero y le ordenó: hijo, ve a trabajar hoy en la viña. Él le contestó: ya voy, señor. Pero no fue. El padre se dirigió al segundo y le dijo lo mismo. Este le respondió: no quiero ir. Pero se arrepintió y fue. ¿Cuál de los dos hizo la voluntad del padre? Ellos le respondieron: el segundo. Entonces Jesús le dijo: yo les aseguro que los publicanos y las prostitutas se las han adelantado en el camino del reino de Dios. Porque vino a ustedes Juan, predicó el camino de la justicia y no lo creyeron. En cambio, los publicanos y las prostitutas sí le creyeron. Ustedes, si ni siquiera después de haber visto, se han arrepentido, ni han creído en él. Palabra del Señor.
They are not like that. So they lost everything, and now they are now regretting. They are regretting all their bad deeds, all their bad actions, all their bad attitudes to life, upon all the blessings that God gave to them. They left God, they turned their back on God. Just as what is happening in our society today. We have left the right path and we're going into the wrong way. And many of us are now crying, God, where are you? God, where are you? No, it is God that is saying, where are you? God is the one saying, where are you? And God said to Ezekiel, go and tell them, let everyone that is righteous continue to be righteous. There will be a pay, there will be a reward for that. And all those that are living a life of wickedness, he said, change. Turn away from your evil ways. Turn away from your wickedness that you may live. Be righteous. Be righteous. Look unto me, because your salvation comes from me, and I will save you. That is the same thing that St. Paul is telling me and you. He said, in everything, let us imitate the thoughts, the actions, the life of Jesus Christ. Simple. In whatever we do, let us imitate, copy the thoughts of Jesus Christ. The actions of Jesus Christ, the life of Jesus Christ, his attitude to life, let us copy it and do and use it and practice it. And that is life. Then the gospel shows us a different type of a father. Not like my own father. You know, a different type of a father. When we were growing up, my father will never tell you, please go to the farm, go to my farm and walk. You know? No, he will not tell you that. He will tell you, Anthony, go to the farm and walk. Because he knows that it is from that farm that he will feed you. It is from that farm that he will pay your school fees. It is from that farm that he will buy clothing and every other thing for you. So there is no need asking you, please. You have to do it. But in this case of the father of Jesus Christ, you know, he said, please, can you go to my farm and walk? And that child, the first one, said, no, I'm not going. What you see today from our children, no. Okay. And the father never said anything. He left him and went to the second child and said, please, can you go to my farm and walk? And that child said, yes, I will go. But he never went. You know, he said, yes, I will go, just to please the dad. What many of us will do, just to please him, and he never went anywhere. Then Jesus Christ turned to the Pharisees and the scribes and said, among these two sons of this man, who did the right thing? Who did the right thing? And they answered, and they said, the first that said no, but later on changed and went to the farm. That he is the one who did the right thing. He said, yes, you have answered well. Go home and do the same. Go home and do the same. And that is the same thing that Jesus Christ is telling you and I, to go home and do the same. During our baptism, confirmations, first Holy Communion, wedding, we made promises that we are going to obey, and we are going to keep it till death do us part. Wow, I love it. Then where are we today? On all those promises we made during baptism, that we will follow Christ, we will obey him, we will do everything, his commandments. Where are we today? During our confirmation, we promised the same thing. Where are we today? During our marriage, celebration of the marriage, we promised the same thing. Where are we today? During our ordinations, we promise everything, heaven and earth. Where are we today? As the question. Where are we? So, my brothers and sisters, it is time, you know, to be sorrowful for your sins. It requires, you know, a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of attitude, repentance. If you go to confession, and after confessing your sins, there is no change of heart, then the confession is useless. Every one of us need a retreat, and that retreat is to do what? Look left and right and get back and face this man and look unto this man. Your life, my own life, depends on this man. My greatness, all my achievements depends on this man. That's all I can tell you today. That every one of us seated here today should seek the face of this man hanging on the cross. Your salvation depends on him. Turn from your evil ways, from your bad attitudes, from your bad actions, and do what? And seek righteousness. And what is righteousness? Everything ends in love. L-O-V-E. Everything. And that is what this man showed to you and to me. Love. If we could love one another, heaven will come down to live with us. If we could love one another, heaven will come down. God and his angels will come down here to live with us. We will not be aspiring to heaven again, to go to heaven, because heaven will be here with you. If we can love, if husband and wife can love themselves with true love, if children can love their parents with true love, if parents can love their children with true love, if neighbors, communities can love themselves with true love, heaven will be here with us. Heaven will be with us. And let me tell you something. Finally, this life is just as short as this. And the day you will go, you don't know. The day I will go, I don't know. You know, it will just be taking a stand. That's all. You are not taking anything going except your good deeds. Nothing will follow you. Have you ever seen U-Haul? Have you ever seen U-Haul coming for burial? No. U-Haul will never come to church for burial. Because what is he carrying to come? Nothing. And the worst thing, I always tell people, this is my wristwatch. I love it most. You know? But woe betide me on the day I will die, and another priest will say, oh, I love it, and he will take it. I will not say, where is my wristwatch? I will not say it. And nobody will listen to me. They will just take it. You see, our struggling, our hatred, our dislike, our gossiping, and all these things pays us nothing. It pays nothing to you and to me. Rather, what pays is what? Love. Love. If anybody asks me about this my wristwatch, that he loves it more than me, what? I give it out. And God will always supply. God will always give back when you give with righteous mind. So let us learn to do what? To love as this man loved us. He gave his life up for you, for me. Amen. May we stand to profess our faith. I believe in one God,
I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the dead, God from God, life from light, Lord from true God, begotten of name, conception with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven. Incarnate of the Word and became man. For our sake, he was crucified and brought to spot. He suffered death and was buried, and he rose again the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is still at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is the God glorified, who has spoken through the prophet. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
God guides the humble to justice. It teaches them the way. And so in humility, we bring our needs before God. For the Church, the Holy Spirit may bind us with the same love, uniting us in heart so that we may carry out God's will in the world today. We pray to the Lord. Por todos los sacerdotes, en este domingo dedicado a ellos, para que nuestras oraciones y nuestro apoyo les sirven de sostener a medida que crecen en su ministerio. Roguemos al Señor. For missionaries who spread the good news through word and action, that they may be kept safe from harm, we pray to the Lord. Para cada uno de nosotros, para que humildemente reconocemos a los demás que más importantes que nosotros mismos, que estemos atentos a sus intereses y así les reflejamos el rostro de Cristo a nuestro prójimo. Roguemos al Señor. That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless those who minister to them, we pray to the Lord. Amen. We pray for the intentions of this Mass. We pray for the people of Corpus Christi Cathedral and for the eternal repose of the souls of Mary Sarate, Joe D. Lopez, Deacon Stan Millsap, and all deceased souls, especially those in purgatory, and for the special intentions of Rick McCabe's family, friends, and neighbors, and a special birthday blessing to Dominic Peters. We pray to the Lord. And for all those prayers we hold in the silence of our hearts, for these prayers we pray to the Lord. Dios misericordioso, acuérdate de tu compasión a ver nuestros esfuerzos para hacer tu voluntad. Escucha los súplicos que traemos hoy ante ti y dignate por tu bondad atenderlos. Por Jesucristo nuestro Señor. Amén.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant us, O merciful God, that this our offering may find acceptance with you, and that through it the wellspring of all blessing may be laid open before us through Christ our Lord. El Señor esté con ustedes. Levantamos el corazón. Demos gracias al Señor nuestro Dios. En verdad es justo y necesario. Es nuestro deber y salvación darte gracias, Padre Santo, siempre y en todo lugar. Por Jesucristo tu Hijo amado, por el que es tu palabra, hiciste todas las cosas. Tú nos lo enviaste para que, hecho hombre por obra del Espíritu Santo, y nacido de María, la Virgen, fuera nuestro Salvador y Redentor. Él, en cumplimiento de tu voluntad, para destruir la muerte y manifestar la resurrección, extendió sus brazos en la cruz, y así adquirió para ti un pueblo santo. Por eso, con los ángeles y los santos, proclamamos tu gloria, diciendo:
Santo, 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 es el Señor Dios del universo. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Santo eres en verdad, Señor, fuente de toda santidad. Por eso te pedimos que santifiques estos dones con la efusión del Espíritu, de manera que se conviertan para nosotros el cuerpo y sangre de Jesucristo nuestro Señor, el cual, cuando iba a ser entregado a su pasión voluntariamente aceptada, tomó pan, dándote gracias, lo partió y lo dio a sus discípulos diciendo: Tomen y coman todos de él, porque esto es mi cuerpo, que será entregado por ustedes. Del mismo modo, acabada la cena, tomó el cáliz y dándote gracias de nuevo, lo pasó a sus discípulos diciendo: tomen y beban todos de él, porque este es el cáliz de mi sangre, sangre de la alianza nueva de eterna, que será derramada por ustedes y por muchos para el perdón de los pecados. Hagan esto en conmemoración mía. Este es el sacramento de nuestra fe.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, our spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen, 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 amen.
Fearless, a recommendación de Salvador y siguiendo de su divina enseñanza, nos atrevemos a decir: Padre nuestro, líbranos de todos los males, Señor, y concédenos la paz en nuestros días, para que, ayudados por tu misericordia, vivamos siempre libres de pecado y protegidos de toda perturbación, mientras esperamos la gloriosa venida de nuestro Salvador Jesucristo. Señor Jesucristo, que dijiste a tus apóstoles: la paz les dio, mi paz les doy. No tengas en cuanto nuestros pecados, sino la fe de tu iglesia, y conforme a tu palabra, considera la paz y la unidad, tú que vives y reinas por los siglos de los siglos. May we now offer each other the sign of the peace of Christ. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
My Jesus, I believe you are present in the most holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to separate from you. Amen.
Creo, Jesús mío, que estás realmente presente en el Santísimo Sacramento del altar. Te amo sobre todas las cosas y deseo ardientemente recibirte dentro de mi alma. Pero no pudiendo hacerlo sacramentalmente, ven al menos espiritualmente a mi corazón. Quédate conmigo y no permites que me separe de ti. Amén.
Nuestra vida de amor. de tu pan, Señor, se nos llena nuestra vida de amor. Cada vez que comemos de tu pan, Señor, se nos llena nuestra vida de amor. Si comemos de tu pan, tu cuerpo nos llenará, nuestros pasos guiará, con nosotros vivirá. Cada vez que comemos de tu pan, Señor, se nos llena nuestra vida de amor. Cada vez que comemos de tu pan, Señor, se nos llena nuestra vida de amor.
Let us pray. May this heavenly mystery, O Lord, restore us in mind and body, that we may be co-heirs in glory with Christ, to whose suffering we are united, whenever we proclaim his death, who lives and reigns forever and ever. May we sit for announcement.
First, forgive me, I forgot my mask. I put it down real quick, so I apologize about that. But anyways, not having my mask just made my mind go blank. I'm so sorry. Oh, religious ed. Thank you for your patience, parents. The thing is, Miss Orphy retired, and so we're trying to gather all the information, all the registrations, and trying to input them because we're going, of course, through email this year and virtual. So I thank you for your patience, but you will receive an email as soon as we catch up. Our staff here is very limited, and so and we're just trying to do the very best to just get there. And as soon as we get there, we're going to get started. No one's behind, so don't worry about that. It's not going to go longer just because we start later, and it's nothing like that. So as soon as we get there, we're going to begin. So thank you again for your patience, and we'll try to update the webpage with the information needed for you to kind of be informed. Let me see. Is there anything else? I don't think there's anything else. It's Priesthood Sunday, so to all of my brother priests throughout the diocese, we pray for you here at the Mother Church. Thank you for everything you do. Those of you who are joining us, please express your gratitude to your pastors, to the associates at your parishes, and pray for them. Pray for all of us, please, so that we can continue in the mission of the Lord Jesus and always, of course, have the attitude of Christ. You know, if there's anyone who always remembers, it's you. My dear family here, because look at the wall, right there. Sententia in Christo Vobis, have the attitude of Christ. You're reminded of it every time you enter the cathedral, because it's right there. Sententia in Christo Vobis. And what is the attitude of Christ? Just look a little bit higher. There he is. It's to empty yourself. You know, so wherever you go this week, have the attitude of Christ. What does that mean? An attitude of compassion, attitude of love, attitude of peace, attitude of joy, you know, and basically remind the one who doesn't have the attitude of Christ, don't give me your attitude, all right? I want to see the attitude of Christ. So you can look at each other and say, I don't want that attitude, all right? If anything comes up, just remind them, that's not the attitude of Christ. And so if that's not the attitude of Christ, I have nothing to say to you, all right? But all in all, let's have the attitude of Christ this week wherever we go and make it a very blessed week for each other. Gracias por todos ustedes. Por favor, oren por nuestros sacerdotes en nuestra diócesis, en cada parroquia. Es el domingo de los sacerdocios y les pedimos sus oraciones y también que al mismo tiempo expresan el gratitud a todos sus párrocos y los asistentes que están ahí en las parroquias este día y esta semana. Que Dios los acompañe con su amor y su alegría. May the Lord accompany us where we go in his joy and love. Have a very blessed week, all of you. Please stand for the final blessing.
The Lord be with you. And may the Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Lord, bless you.